This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go. It is a Wednesday. We are breaking this exclusively. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. We are on today until 3. I will be back on Friday. Harrigan. Apparently he's going to spend time with his family while his wife works or shops. Nice commitment. Dave Harrigan is with me. My name is Chad Hartman. We'll have a lot on Thanksgiving. Right now, by the way, you can go to at Chad Hartman Show, where I have given you the only Thanksgiving food list rankings that matters anywhere on planet Earth. Dismissed. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. I thought I heard some sort of compliment there. I think you're hitting the wrong button, Dave. You need to hit the bell. Envy and jealousy. It is the definitive list. No, we're going to talk about it at 2:05, and I expect a lot of you are exactly right, Chad. You are brilliant, Chad. Once again, you've nailed it, Chad. Go ahead and check out that list right now. If you do right now, there's a 42% chance $1,000 will just fall out of the skies into your hands. Might happen. Thank you. Thank you. At Chad Hartman Show. Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11. She'll do this on Life Thanksgiving. I have fallen for it, Dave. I've fallen for it. I fought against it, but finally, I'll do it. We're going to have a chef on the day before Thanksgiving and give you tips.
It's about time. You finally came around to the rest of the media in all the world. It's time to talk Thanksgiving chef tips.
Mm-hmm. You've tracked down this chef. We're going to have a chef on at 1:35. We're going to work in, what are you most thankful for? We'll get to our normal nonsense and serious topics. We're going to start serious here because I want to play you a soundbite from Dr. Anthony Fauci, 81 years old. I think he is remarkable. He has served our country in, to me, an amazing way. Democrats, Republicans, massive respect throughout the medical field. 50 years in government. You don't think Tony Fauci, we're tight, I'll call him Tony. You don't think he could have stepped away and made a lot more money? So yesterday, after 50 years in government, working extraordinary hours, he gave his final comments in the press room. Here's a little bit of what he had to say considering Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
First of all, everybody should be vaccinated and boosted with flu and with COVID. Whether or not you wear a mask, or another thing we shouldn't underestimate is testing. So when we're gathering at a family gathering for Thanksgiving or for Christmas or for any other holiday as we get into the winter, it makes sense that you might want to get a test that day before you come into a place in which you might be infected and spread it, or other people who might be there, in order to protect. So there's Masking is important, but you can count masking, vaccine, boosting, testing. All of that is part of the spectrum.
Okay, that's part of what Dr. Fauci said. Considering his role, you think he might be a little cautious? You're allowed to disagree. Many people, listen, my family is racked with illnesses right now. Our Thanksgiving is very much up in the air. Q has been sick for 4 or 5 days. Kathleen, my ex-wife, his mom, she was coming over. She's now going to stay with him. Kathleen's mom, Vi, who I love dearly, she was coming over. She's now sick. Middle boy, not feeling well. Middle boy's girlfriend, not feeling well. Dave's talked about his illnesses. We've had texts all week about illnesses. So if Dr. Fauci, in the position he's in, is encouraging people, hey, I still think the booster makes sense. I think you should get your flu vaccine. Are you surprised, considering his position and what he truly believes in, that he would be advocating that? But no. And I'm going to read from Clay Travis. Clay Travis is very smart. He is very successful. He's a part of the duo, which is taking over Rush Limbaugh's show. And he is very prominent on Twitter. And a lot of people like him and believe him. So that soundbite is what Clay Travis retweeted yesterday. And here's what he said. Dr. Fauci says you should get a COVID test before you have Thanksgiving dinner with your family. I don't think I've ever hated anyone more in American politics than Fauci. Not even a close second, honestly. Again, Clay Travis isn't just, you know, Fred on there. Fred, 747-8629-B-Alpha, you know, whatever. Prominent. Knows what he's doing. A lot of success. And let's just go down a little bit. About 55,000 people liked it. Now, I'm sure some push back, but I guarantee you the majority of folks loved it. Agreed. They absolutely didn't get everything right with the vaccines. And for all those conservatives who this is some liberal agenda, do you remember Operation Warp Speed? Was that under George Washington? Was that under Barack Obama? No, that was under Donald Trump. Donald Trump, who has taken a great deal of credit for the vaccines. And by the way, it happened while he was president, so he should get some of the credit. Just like Biden should get some of the credit for things that happened while he was president and should be criticized for some. Same thing with Trump. Dr. Fauci and most scientists, when they told us about the vaccines, they believed, I don't think it was a giant conspiracy, they believed the COVID we were dealing with at the time, that the vaccines would be essential, would be vital to preventing us from getting COVID. As we've moved from one variant to the other, are they even close to that expectation? Nope, they're not. When we're in the middle of an amazing crisis, police action, a legal action, a medical battle, you want to tell me where in the first days when you're mapping out a plan, can you tell me the one where 2 years later, 3 years later, 6 months later, it turned out exactly how you thought? You want to know what the list is if it's incredibly serious like this one? Zero. Now, it's still very clear regarding death that you have a significantly better chance to live and hospitalizations. But here's my question. Why the hate? Outside of that's just our move now. The guy was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom from George W. Bush. Crazy, wacky, liberal George W. Bush. Disagree on masking, on vaccines. But this whole idea, oh, he's making money. He's doing this because he wants government control. They're going to put chips in you. None of it's true. None of it is true. I don't know how more people can't just, in a maybe very significant way, disagree. But Clay Travis is not an outlier when he says this. I don't think I've ever hated anyone more in American politics. Hated a guy whose life has been for 50 years to try to help people out. But there's a long list. John Williams used to do, who's behind me? There's a long list of people behind Clay Travis. Why do you hate or why do you have disdain for Anthony Fauci? I think he's a remarkable person. I think we're immensely better off because of him. Sure as heck isn't flawless. Sure as heck isn't right all the time. I don't agree all the time. And he's judged on a very high bar. I got it. It's not just a dopey afternoon radio show host. But so much of this hate is, oh, he's trying to do this. He's trying for this government control. No. He's doing this as a doctor, as a scientist, for the best available information at the time. And the vaccines developed under Donald Trump and most of the people who have this animus for him are backers of the former president. So how do you put the two together? Why the disdain? As opposed to looking at him and saying, could have walked away easily. He's in the fight every single day. We're going to get into what you're thankful for. I think we should be thankful for people like Dr. Fauci trying to help us out. I think it's a sad statement that so many people have such detest for him because they don't agree. And they think there was like this was planned to stop the economy. Come on, please. What do you think? You're with me. You don't understand this? Or you know what? You're the one who has disdain. You're the one who can't stand him. Provide some information. Let me know. Phone calls absolutely work. Texts also work. We can look at either one. Cities one, talk and text line. Here's how you reach out. 651-461-9226. Okay. So is this just going to be atrocious Thanksgiving music all day?
This is courtesy of the Washington Post columnist Alexandra Petrie, who a couple other days published her list of some of the greatest Thanksgiving-related tunes. And boy, they are outstanding.
Oh, I saw it. I was hoping you'd see it also. Okay, where do you stand on the hate for Fauci before I read a bunch of texts?
It's lunacy. It's the part about the tweet from Clay Travis, what he said. He says he's never hated somebody in politics more than Fauci. Yeah. Fauci isn't in politics. No. Politics has brought Fauci into it. I mean, that's the whole part that's 100%. Infuriating. His job is to keep Americans as healthy as possible, to identify diseases, to identify, you know, viruses that could be a problem and to solve problems. And, you know, for the last few years, he's been injected into being a political figure, which I'm sure he would tell you he is absolutely not.
And until this all happened, when he'd worked for different administrations, he was never viewed as a politician. He's not a politician.
No, 0% of the country knew who he was.
More texters agreeing with you. I'd like to know when Dr. Fauci became a politician. Trump thought maybe we should inject bleach. Is that okay?
God, get the ultraviolet lights in there.
Oh, man. It's going to be gone by Easter.
Hate is too strong, but the collateral damage from COVID policies brought forth by Fauci will haunt us for generations. How about the fact that COVID will haunt us by generations, for generations?
Nah, it's a hoax. So.
As opposed to the policies. Chad, they never said the vaccines were 100% able to prevent COVID. When all this was leading up, maybe it wasn't 100%. But the idea was, Dave, we all know it. We all heard it. I talked about it over and over again. Get the vaccine. You're not going to get COVID. That was the idea. And then the effective rate, because of the different variations, has dropped. The data is still clear on significant hospitalizations and death. And by the way, if you know one person who has long COVID, you'd be changing your tune, or else you are a heartless person. More texts. People are such dopes. My wife is a retired RN, just said to me, you always err on the side of safety, but it bears repeating. I think the reason why people are upset with Fauci is because many people believe he has further knowledge of the origins of COVID. Why would he lie about that, Dave? If he did. And there are smart people who still debate that. Why exactly would Dr. Fauci lie, like suppress the information, keep it underground? Here's a text pretty much right above it. How can you support Fauci? He's making millions of dollars off the pharmaceutical companies that are making the shots. There is 0% proof of that. Zero. Same thing with Dr. Osterholm. How many times did we hear that, Dave? We'd have him on. Oh, of course he's talking about this because he's got all sorts of stock and he's making all sorts of money. He has to turn all that over to the U of M. Public records. You could see it. None. But people are convinced of that, Dave, because somebody on the TikTok or Twitter or Facebook said it. Or it's just, he's not on my team, Dave, so he's got to be making money. That's why he's pushing this.
Yeah, he's not on your team, so we'll believe anything negative said about him. It's God's honest truth, right? That's how the internet works today.
That's it. Chad, my family doc is imperfect, and I back them through the efforts because they mean well and are competent. Yes. Yes, what a novel concept. Liberal Lucy from St. Cloud, 100% with you. Dr. Fauci showed integrity during the COVID crisis from start to present. Start to present. President, too. What surprised me the most is how the people who are buying in all this are perpetuating it must have their listeners and followers. They cannot believe their base is a very high level of intellect when they spoon feed them this information. I'm not going to sit here and say that every person listens to Clay Travis or listens to other conservatives who say this, that they're all stupid. They're not. A lot of intelligent people listen to conservative driven radio. By the way, crushes liberal driven radio nationally on the radio side and the TV side. But there is that groupthink, Dave. And there is, hey, my audience, radio, TV, blogging, whatever, they love this. You know what else is dead, Dave? Nuance. Centrist. Calling out both sides. It doesn't work as well, you know, and so keep going with this. Chad, the flaw in your argument when you draw comparisons, George Bush, is you're talking about a Republican Party that doesn't really exist. No, the only point I made about George W. Bush is that he gave the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Dr. Fauci. Chad, something has happened with our moral compass. We're off kilter.
We want somebody to hate. Anybody will do. You have Fox News to blame for some of the Fauci hate. For sure. There are a lot of outlets out there. And again, to be clear, this doesn't mean you aren't allowed to disagree in a visceral and also an intelligent way. But like, here's a text who just came in. Glad Fauci's gone. Changed his tune way too many times. The pandemic is unfolding right in front of our eyes. I mean, you don't think you're going to have to change your approach? That's the staggering part for me. That, oh, there's just one thing. There's just one line. It's linear, and we're just going to go this way. Check any medical challenge. Check any huge accomplishment, how it takes twists and turns. This isn't that different. Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11 is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.